السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we commenced by discussing the name of Allah, As-Salam, the epitome of peace. And we explained that As-Salam is that being from whom protection and safety is desired. I shared with you yesterday the explanation of Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, who said that man is terrified at three junctures. One, when you're about to be born, because you're emerging from the belly of your mother where you had become quite comfortable into an unknown world. The other is when you die, because you're leaving from the world where you live for many years into another existence which you're not familiar with. And the third is when you will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah and you will have to now appear in front of Allah with the entire creation. We also explained that Yahya alayhi salam was given a guarantee of safety even before he was born. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّ. That Allah said, all three of these junctures, you will have peace. So, at the time of his birth, at the time of his death, and at the time of his resurrection. And we concluded by saying yesterday that, like with Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, when it comes to the pious believers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them safety and gives them protection at the time of demise. الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ. Those whom the angels take their souls in a pure state. يَقُولُونَ. The angels tell them while they take out their souls. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Be at peace. You are safe. أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Enter Jannah. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Because your deeds were good. Now, we take the discussion further today. You know, every day when we just wake up, there's a million and one things that can cause us harm, that can cause us destruction. You know, normally sometimes you hear about a freak accident. A man who slipped in a shower, banged his head, broke his neck, passed away. Freak. You hear about a person who was driving and all of a sudden a pole from nowhere fell right across his car and knocked him out cold, knocked the life out of him. You hear of people who get electrocuted. You hear of different things that happen on a daily basis, which tell us that by virtue of the fact that it's not happening to us, there's someone keeping us safe. We just all ate and came to the masjid. There are occasions when people choke on the food that they eat and they die from that. The fact that you and I didn't happen, Allah gave us the ability to enjoy the food. We did not choke on the food. There are people who die sometimes by incorrect usage of water. So there's a million and one ways that you can harm yourself, that you can be harmed, that you can lose your life, that you can be distracted. Sometimes there's a gas leak. Sometimes there's electricity short. The entire house catches fire. So all the potential harm in the world and in the heavens, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is keeping us safe. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is protecting us. As-salam. And if you live your life in the right way, then even in the year after, Allah keeps you protected. How? A verse which we recited night before last. Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah says, I call you to the house of peace, safety and security, which is Jannah. Allah is calling you to Jannah. You live your life in the right way in Jannah. There's no worry, there's no grief. Ya ibadi, la khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun. In this world, you grieve over what happened in the past. You worry about what's going to happen in the future. In Jannah, there's no grief, there's no worry, there's no harm, there's no destruction. There's nothing, absolutely nothing that can harm you. Another reason why Jannah is called Darus Salam is because in Jannah, the inhabitants of Jannah will be greeting each other. Tahiyyatuhum fiha salam. Assalamu alaikum. A third reason why Jannah is called Darus Salam is because the angels will greet you in Jannah. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. The Quran tells us, the angels will say, peace be upon you, you were patient. Now Allah gave you Jannah. Salamun alaykum tibitum. Salam on you, greetings to you, you've done well. Well done, congratulations, Allah has granted you Jannah. And the ultimate greeting is when Allah will say, Assalamu alaykum ya ahlal Jannah. Assalamu alaykum ya ahlal Jannah. That's why it's known as Darus Salam. I'll conclude on this point. You know, when we greet each other, we say Assalamu alaikum. And the general literal translation is, peace be upon you. That's the literal translation. But some scholars say, when you're telling someone Assalamu Alaikum, because Assalam is one of the attributive names of Allah, you're actually telling that person, may Allah be with you. May Allah be with you. And why we choose this name? Because Allah wants me to keep you safe. Allah wants me to ensure you that you have no risk, that you should not fear. That's how you put each other at ease, by blessing each other with the name of Allah that signifies safety, security and protection. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding and the reality.
Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.